Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. History will be made in the FA Cup final this weekend. The Championship playoff semis didn't disappoint, and don't worry, we saw what Mike Deeney was doing. My name is Marcus Speller, his name is Peter Donaldson, his name is Jimmy Campbell, we have no Luke Moore.
He's away. He's in Santorini, Greece, enjoying the, I don't know, what are they over there? Skopelos cheese pie? That might just be Skopelos.
Yeah, he's having a lot of Skopelos.
I don't know. Lots of oily food. Nice oily food.
Nice oily food.
Calamari sounds Greek.
Calamari! It's near the weekend. And the FA Cup final.
Yes, Peter, it is. How about that? It's come around so quickly. Normally, the FA Cup final, it kind of, you have an enormous build up and you think, here we go. Whereas I've just suddenly thought, oh my goodness, yeah, it's a couple of days away.
No, to be honest, I'm sort of thinking like the Champions League final seems a long way away.
Yeah, that is a long way away.
And like the European finals, like obviously, I think Chelsea playing in the US today or maybe in the next. I'm like going, they managed to squeeze in friendlies in between the end of the domestic season and the start of a final.
I believe Ruben Loftus-Cheek has picked up an injury in something related to that.
Oh,
as
there
well.
You go.
So I think he missed the final.
Well, he might miss 6 weeks, 6 months rather. Apparently, it's quite a serious injury.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's a shame.
UEFA Nations League as well.
Yeah,
he will insist on looking after pennies and flying economy. He's going to get cramp. He's going to get cramp.
He wouldn't have a choice.
Get your flight socks.
What
on.
You out with is DVT.
Do you remember when Beckham signed for LA Galaxy and people suddenly became aware of this and concerned by it?
Yeah.
Well, if Beckham's going to be flying back and forth, he might get that.
Because obviously with the MLS, you're supposed to fly all together and you can't fly on private jets because that obviously will kind of work for some teams who've got a lot of money, less so with teams that have fewer coins. Could you just sort of go opt out of that and go, I'm just flying, I've got a jet, I'm David Beckham, I'm flying wherever?
Yeah, maybe. I find it funny with American sports. They kind of, obviously America, a very capitalistic country, then in some of their sports they become quite socialist, like the draft system and all that.
Mm.
Yeah. Put a bit of that into society, see how you get on. I would maybe argue.
Maybe the draft system can serve the NHS. picking the best doctors.
That's right, yeah.
From a list.
It's an idea that should be explored. Right, let's go to the FA Cup final then. Manchester City v Watford. Now, I said that history will be made. It doesn't matter who wins because Guardiola's guys, they could win a domestic treble.
A domestic treble sounds like a post-Brexit cocktail in Wetherspoons. You're not allowed any foreign muck. Yeah. You're only allowed to have, like, you know, British booze.
Well, Guardiola's guys could win a domestic treble. They're a rare occurrence. The only other English side to achieve this was Arsenal Ladies in 2007. But domestic trebles are a very rare occurrence in Europe's top leagues. Because of Paris Saint-Germain, because they've won a few recently, I thought to myself, oh, yeah, team's dominant. And Rangers and Celtic are well-versed in the domestic treble. Benfica did it in 2014. And of course, they've dominated French football in the last few years. But other than that, it really is quite slim pickings in terms of it. It's one or two in like Ireland, and one in Malta and Thailand, I think, as well, if you look at the list of teams. But I don't think Barcelona have ever won a domestic treble.
You'd expect it to happen a lot more with teams that dominate
Real Madrid.
Division, yeah.
Yeah, do you exactly. know what I mean?
So, with those two teams in particular.
So, which makes it actually a huge thing because of Manchester City and the whole money and Guardiola and brilliant players and fantastic football and league titles and blah blah blah. You think, oh, a domestic trouble, is that a big deal?
But it bloody well is. With the Spanish clubs, it'd be a bit different though, wouldn't it? Because there's no sort of equivalent of the League Cup.
It's an excellent point, Jim. It's an excellent point.
So, I mean, that's
a vital point, I would say.
But that
probably is a good point. Why? Sorry, everybody. But still, Jim, it would be an achievement nonetheless.
Indeed. But I feel like if it weren't for, like, everyone else being involved in a European final, this would look so bad for English football, wouldn't it?
Like, if one team dominated and it was Manchester City who
Managed to do it because, you know, however brilliant the playing staff, the manager and the management staff are, obviously, you know, it's come from the, this huge financial backing that they've had. And I think it would be sort of a bit of a sad thing. And for that reason, I really want Watford to do this. Not that I have anything against, you know, City fans, if anyone's prone to getting upset. But I just think it's just more interesting, isn't it?
That's more than understandable.
You're allowed to say that without people getting us upset.
Yeah,
it's going to be
future Twitter.
Well, speaking of like the Champions League stuff like that, like it's going to be interesting to see if UEFA have the stones to wield the ban hammer when it comes to next season's competition. Probably not next season, but the season after. I get the feeling they've only had their hand forced by that. Was it a Portuguese hacker who managed to hack the accounts and send it to De Spiegel?
Is that right?
I think that's how this all sort of came out. And so UEFA feel duty bound to do something about it because obviously. And then
is it Jose Mourinho? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
On Pep Guardiola. I'll show him.
He had great Wi-Fi in the Lowry. He really did. He was like Mr. Robot. He was going down there. Like, we'll get in here. I will hide in a virtual basket.
Do you know what? Wouldn't that be brilliant if Mourinho became like a hacker?
I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
Well, he's slagging off her. Did you see that interview with him recently?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Sort of saying if you're too nice, you become a puppet.
Yeah. Well, to be fair.
I mean, he is Waldorf and Statler combined, isn't
he also, the word thinly veiled or the word thinly veiled are often
doesn't really
used
work for him,
when talking
it?
With Mourinho. But he's sort of implied, yeah, Pochettino and Klopp have done good work. Yeah, I haven't won anything though, but they've done good work.
Yeah, I enjoyed the new wing. Seems to be Juan Mata's Deansgate restaurant.
Oh right, yeah,
that's where Man City celebrated. I had a little Google on their website. A little Google on their website. God, I sound so old. I went on the website.
You want Jose Mourinho to teach you how to do this thing.
16. Talk about brute force attacks. Come on. Tell me what the Luke Shaw macro is in computer hacking. 16 quid for 5 cans of Spanish regional cheese. Yes, please. That's great value.
That's great value.
Can we go? We're going to be in Manchester,
yes.
So we should go.
We should go to Juan Mata's family restaurant. Yeah.
I don't know what Spanish cheese is like. If it's anything like cheddar, I'm in.
I imagine, though, if Mourinho is sort of staying up late, hacking through the night. Mm.
He's definitely staying up late.
Firstly, why he looks so just terrible. Different now, yeah. Let's say, diplomatically. He looks different.
I guess
late.
He's 15 years older than when he first arrived
on
the scene.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, you got that sort
that
of special happen. One interview look in your head. But it would explain why everything fell apart at Man United. If he's just too knackered to care about training,
yeah.
He's trying to hack into seats.
He's like, who's the player who was accused of being rubbish? Because it was the Arsenal midfielder was accused of playing too much Fortnite.
Ozil.
Ozil. That's right, yeah. He was, because he was so good at His score was insane. He had to be playing it constantly, pretty much. So.
I see. Naughty. But yeah, going back to the FA Cup final, though, I mean, Watford.
No.
if we could, they've never won a major trophy in their history. Mm. So they will create a piece of history. History all over the gaff.
Oh, watching those clips of like Graham Taylor and the bus going from Watford, I was up for that. I'm all in on this. Watford for me have to win to just bring back a little bit of humanity to this awful domestic season.
It's so unfair because Man City's fans suffered for so long.
I know. Yeah.
And it could happen to anyone. Let's be honest. Even a moneyed club, say like Arsenal, for example, if somebody came along. A billionaire. I mean, you know, Pete, you've got a billionaire owner at Newcastle. How good it could be.
We have a billionaire owner, Marcus.
Sure,
I'd like to remind you.
Sorry. But if suddenly funds were released and within FFP and all that kind of stuff, and Arsenal made some huge signings, like Liverpool did with Alisson and Van Dijk, and you go close or much closer, or you win the league and whatnot, then.
You can separate dirty money. And a football team you enjoy watching, and a football team you've supported. Because, like you said, at the end of the day, these guys and gals have been supported for a long time. They've supported them
when they're in the shadow of Manchester United for so long.
Yeah, massively, exactly.
But the fact remains is, really,
it's a lot of money, though.
The vast majority of neutrals will surely want Watford to win. Because, again, as you say, it's like Paris Saint-Germain. I've got nothing against them. I don't want them to win. All three.
It's purely because you want the league to stay interesting, doesn't it?
Of course,
if you get
you do,
to a point where you've got teams like doing trebles every season, as it almost got to the point with the PSG, it must be so sort of like disheartening as like a Lille fan.
Well, look in Scotland, it's kind of like anyone but Rangers or Celtic, probably.
Yeah.
Celtic these days, of course. But the game itself, I mean, yeah. So Watford, they lost to West Ham, meaning they finished 11th rather than 10th in the league. But they had a good season. They reached 50 points. And Gracia, you know, he said that this season's been a success. It doesn't hinge on the FA Cup final. And of course not. In fact, reaching an FA Cup final is another piece of evidence to suggest that they have had a very good season.
Also, as well, it's the first time in their recent Premier League era where they've actually had a bit of stability, and you know they've given Gracia a long contract, and he's done well, and that's been immediately rewarded with that sense of togetherness being there, which incredibly Watford have never really lacked, have they? Despite changing managers so much,
I know what you mean.
They
it's
do
an odd
feel
one.
Like a very sort of together club, I suppose. You've got players like Troy Deeney there, and like Holovas as well, who's been there for a while, and you know they seem very very focused and together. And I would love for that to pay off. I would love for them to sort of get that tangible reward of all the hard work that has gone into making Watford the club they are at the moment. Because they're not a club that have regularly been in the Premier League, but they feel like part of the furniture now.
They do.
And the FA Cup have seen kind of romantic wins like this. I mean, admittedly, it was the 90s and the 80s. But
Wigan. And
yeah, Wigan.
I mean,
Wigan
is... Portsmouth. Who could forget Arsenal beating Aston Villa 4-0?
Exactly, yeah.
What a fairy tale. But you're right, it has been slim pickings, really, since the turn of the century. Wigan is the obvious one. And I mean, but the thing is, when Portsmouth won it, it was that game at Old Trafford. But in the final, they were expected to win, and they had spent a few quid, as it would turn out. A few quid too many, apparently. Watford, they've lost their last three games, which makes me think that they have had not just an eye, but two eyes on the final, which is more than understandable. But the good news is Holobas can play.
Yeah,
he's sending off.
I'm
really glad that was overturned.
It was a weak decision, I thought, in many ways. But it's, when do you ever see a successful red card appeal on the eve of the FA Cup final? Come on,
especially
that's
so quickly,
surely.
As well. Yeah. Normally they're like, "Well, we're on holiday for 2 weeks, so there's nothing we can do."
We're playing a friendly in the US.
Well, Gracia made an interesting point talking about Premier League sides making the European finals and whatnot, and he said we're the only Premier League side outside the top six to have made a final this season, because the League Cup was, of course, Man City and Chelsea, and then you've got the European finals and whatnot, which shows you again Watford's achievement as well.
Do you see them winning it? I worry that City are so machine-like, as we've touched on many times, that they'll comfortably
Pep
win it.
Pep has mentioned the domestic treble a few times, so you do sort of think, well, it's in his head. He wants.
Oh yeah, he always.
Oh, Zinchenko was saying it's just as important for the title. I think that's the thing with Guardiola. What a part of his genius is to keep the players hungry, to keep the players full of desire, and almost to make all these trophies matter.
Yeah.
In such a way that it's remarkable, and only a handful of managers can really do that. Ferguson was obviously brilliant at Manchester United, the obvious one, as well. I can see Watford putting up a bit of resistance and playing well, but they'll lose probably maybe one by one goal, perhaps two, something like that. They'll put a very respectable show in, have the odd little chance here and there, but I can't see them getting past Man City.
Keep it tight first 10. It's practically a home match, guys.
I'm pleased Kapui's going to be playing. I mean, I know he started against West Ham, so it was pretty obvious he was going to be fit for the final. He had a groin injury recently. But Watford's player of the season, he's had a brilliant year.
Yes, he has.
He's a solid player. They'll need him. What about Aurelio Gomez? Likely to start for Watford, as he's been their cup keeper. All his seven appearances have come in the cups this year. And he said in March he was 99% sure he'd retire this summer. But then Gracia was saying, yeah, I'm not sure if he's going to retire. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Is he trying to sort of trick him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, you meant next year. I can't be asked to get another goalkeeper in. So yeah. Come on.
You're a good laugh. The players like you. You're a great number two. To be fair, you know, it's not a bad thing to be.
It's a pretty sweet gig, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you get the FA Cup run as well.
Well, if you get
the final.
That
said, though, like, winning it would surely be the way to go out.
It would be.
I mean, it's very much not up to him unless it's a 89th minute header, isn't it?
Yeah, we have seen Gomez make the odd little error and whatnot.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in this.
Assuming he starts.
I'm interested in this because there are parallels with Peter Cech playing his last game, potentially against Chelsea if he starts, which I'm sure he will. And I wonder, would that just be too nerve-wracking? Or would you be too sort of... So focused, you're not focused almost. You're too busy focusing on being focused, so you're not actually looking at what's going on around you.
Have you seen his drumming?
Yeah.
Have you heard his charity single with the fella from Queen?
No.
Oh, no, it's awful. lot of drums. Drums are very high in the mix, let's say.
Yeah, but
obvious reasons. Yeah.
But you have to remember with Cech, though, he did play in the Champions League final for Chelsea when they were well under the cosh.
Oh, yeah, but I mean the last game thing, the emotion of it. It could be that Gomez plays like a man possessed and he just won't let anything pass.
I think in the terms of Cech, I think he's that long in the tooth and that experience, he would be able to kind of block that out and just focus on the game. Gomez, I'm not so sure.
Imagine how bad his helmet smells now. I presume he just uses the same one every day.
Yeah.
I presumably washes it, though. Deary me.
Just saying, he just takes it off and goes, sets fire to it, ceremoniously. Goodbye, hat.
Doesn't need it anymore, does he? He just wears it because he feels like he likes the protection of it.
Yeah, that's peace of mind.
I would very much like to see old school kind of 1950s FA Cup final style. Watford Junction to Wembley Central is, I think...
It's close.
It's like 10 minutes maximum, 12 minutes.
As you say, it's like a home game.
It's like a home game. Vicarage
Road.
Just all just get on the train together, that'll be like narrative and romance and, you know, we don't need the big money. We can just get on a train.
Where's Elton?
Then Elton could be driving. Elton can be in the cab doing songs over the intercom. Come on.
They call Vicarage Road Little Wembley, don't they?
I think the BBC's coverage leading up to the game starting about now, actually. So they'll probably a little
covering that. They're right. Yeah, I've missed that cover. That's what I was saying at the start. I mean, Man City have played Watford twice this season. Beat them 2-1 and 3-1. So not hammerings, but...
But if you do fancy Watford to win in extra time to take it that far, it's 50-1. £10 to return, £510 including stake. Worth a crack, I'd say.
I'll have a bit of that.
that
could happen.
That's great.
Could happen.
I mean, Watford, they concede a fair few. They've conceded 59 in 38 league games, which ranks them as the 13th best defence in the league.
Not an accolade. You want? I'm not really sure.
I think once you get past 10th, you shouldn't use the word best. Yeah. You should use worst.
Imagine what we might see.
I'm the 13th best lover in this town, ladies.
In this bar.
To be fair, if you were in this Weatherspoon, if you're talking about
Christmas meal,
if you're talking about London, I mean that wouldn't be too shabby.
No, it wouldn't be too shabby. No.
Yeah, but you're not. So I mean, we want Watford, but we fancy Man City.
Yeah. I think that's the consensus. And obviously, you know, that's not to begrudge City if they win it, because if they win it, they'll deserve it.
But, speaking of discarding filthy parts of pieces of clothing.
Don't have to do this now.
Pep Guardiola. Is he going to get rid of that cardigan? Will he see this cardigan for the last time this
season?
Do you
think it is one cardigan, or if it's a series of cardigans? Cardigai.
Like the cardigans?
Yeah, if you were to open his wardrobe, would it just be the same thing over and over again? Because they're so methodical, aren't they, City? It wouldn't surprise me. Maybe kit man's in charge of
that. Do you reckon he's got one for the first half, one for the second half? Because he always takes it off. When the chips are down, he always takes his filthy cardigan off. It just looks so bobbly.
It does look bobbly.
It looks like... is the Brazilian man... I'm terrible with memories. It was Dunga, wasn't it? Whose daughter used to design clothes. So
I thought you were going to say that he had a sort of bobbly face.
Well, it's very stubbly. That's going to collect fluff, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does. Mm. We're all covered in microfibers, aren't we?
We are.
Some of us eat them, Jim. Guardiola, speaking of which, he won the Manager of the Season award at the LMA Awards for the Premier League, which... You'd expect.
Yeah, I think you know that was going in or two places, depending on the last day.
Big clock by a vote, I assume. But the Manager of the Season award for all the leagues, LMA Manager of the Season, was Chris Wilder.
Yes.
Sheffield United's Chris Wilder. Wonderful. Yeah. Deserves it.
And for them to get up automatically is an incredible achievement. Mm-hmm. It's been really competitive as it has. And you know, the fact that we've got Leeds, Villa, West Brom.
Second half, Jim. Second half. Don't worry. We've got plenty of chat for that derby fest.
Blades.
All right then, let's have some emails with PTD.
Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet.
Not the bees!
Ah! You've got mail.
Bad bees!
People have been emailing in their droves saying that I should repeat the words bad bees after Homer Simpson's bad bees. So, bad bees. Hope you enjoyed that one. Luke has emailed in. Hi, guys.
I'm currently sitting on the veranda in Santorini.
That's what he does. He's a lifestyle blogger now. Hi, guys. Sent this email a fair few weeks ago, but I guess you must have missed it, and that explains why you've had to resort to reading out an email about a guy who listens to the pod at the gym sometimes and an email from a bloke who knew another bloke who won the lottery once. That's a dig. Mm. Basically, he's put together a 11 Elton John songs, 11 Watford players.
Here we go.
So
how dare he?
You can be the judge.
Our content. Luke
can be. You can be the judge of Luke's content here. I guess that's why they call it Will Hughes. Beautiful. That's good.
That's all right. I'm in.
Don't let the sun go, Gomez. Down on me.
Then bear in mind, he's got a
limited pool of players. He can't pick loads of players.
And I mean, if you pronounce it Gomes, to give him a hand.
Don't go breaking my Jan Mat.
Yeah, good.
Surely don't go breaking Jan Mat.
Don't go breaking Jan Mat. You got to have my in there. It's, otherwise, it doesn't really make any sense. Philadelphia Freedom. Philadelphia Freedom.
Carry on.
Troy Deeney and the Jets.
Yeah. Well, fine.
Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Navarro. He's front-loaded these. Isaac Sissoko at Fife.
Wow.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Wow.
Not even Luke. A full 11. Are you having that, Luke, from Western Supermed? Do you think that's good enough? You had 2 weeks to come back with more as well, but you haven't.
And yet it still made it into the show.
Okay. Yeah. He's had a Supermare,
hasn't he? Martin chimed in with a little screen capture of Gabby Agbonlahor swearing in the comment section of the Sky Sports official Instagram account when they put out the video of Mike Dean. I'm sure we'll get onto it later on. Mm-hmm. Gabby Agbonlahor swearing, Mike Dean equals... or something like a swear emoji,
sort of like Slipknot style.
Only Mike Dean can judge me.
Yeah.
Hello to O.M. Bailey. Hello all. The other day, while looking for something else, I stumbled across a fascinating resource on the Premier League website: the official names of the colours of the kits of every Premier League team.
Ooh.
Home kits, away kits, third kits, outfield and goalkeeper's shirt, shorts and socks. Many of them are workaday colours of the rainbow and the like, but some of them are rather more intriguing. Did you know? Now, the official colours for these different away kits and home kits, Bournemouth's third kit shirt is composed of beach glass and marine.
Nice.
Chelsea line up at Stamford Bridge in rush blue with pimento red trimming.
Ooh.
Except their goalkeeper, who sports a technical dream coat of green strike, green spark, and hard punch.
Did he say what Arsenal's mint green away kit is? I'm going to go with hell mint.
Hell mint. No, off-brand feast. Chocolate chip mint colour. Faithful Chelsea supporters following their team away from home, however, may be lucky enough to see them take to the field in Ocean Bliss and Celestial Teal. Celestial teal.
Oh, this is lovely.
Celestial Teal. Sounds like an NFL player. on the latter occasion, goalkeeper Jonas Lursell appears as a veritable vision in hibiscus. Shorts and socks, all 100% hibiscus.
Nice.
Thought Mike Ashley was a Neanderthal, Pete. Then how come his magpies ply their trade away from home in peacoat and pomegranate stripes and shorts of whisper white?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Go and check him out if you can. Owen Bailey, he's sent in loads.
I mean, that's Oliver Memories Bailey, isn't it?
Oh, yes,
he's changing his name up to be on the show more, and it's
Olympic
working.
Marseille. Barely.
I love it because there we are calling like Liverpool the Reds, Chelsea the Blues. We're absolute Neanderthals.
Yeah. The Hibiscus.
The Hibiscus guys.
Brilliant stuff. There we are. All right then, shall we have a break?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who the fuck's got my number and I'll let you off, mate, because it's the first time your number's come up.
Gary Neville there, back in the day when he was upset at some school children who'd managed to get his phone number.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah.
He would be upset, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, Gary Neville was an angrier man back then, wasn't he? Because he had some skin in the game more, didn't he?
He did. He often got abused, but then he would often...
give it back.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah,
loved
I don't want to say a man deserves to be abused or whatnot, but no, he was his passion. And
he dealt
his...
with it very well.
Yeah. A man was powered by it.
Indeed.
A man is powered by it.
Indeed. Right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the Championship playoff semi-finals.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. That game at Elland Road.
Yeah.
Oh, Leeds.
That was, Jesus.
Oh, Lampard's lot produced an incredible result. To be the first side to overturn a first leg home loss and go through to the Championship playoff final, Jim.
Yeah. It happened. It is like Leeds are cursed, isn't it? It really, really is. And like younger listeners to this show, I know we talk about this a lot when we talk about Leeds, but I cannot overstate how mad it is that they're not in the Premier League.
And
like when they went down,
it would
be like Chelsea or Arsenal going down.
Yeah.
Like it was unthinkable, really. And it happened. And God, I really feel for them.
They can't get back.
No.
I think they'll go now at least 16 years.
Yeah. But
outside the top flight.
With such a great manager, there's a good squad. You know, they were top at Christmas. You know, it's been a long time since the side that were top at Christmas didn't go up.
They were 2-0 up on aggregate in this game.
Yeah, it's...
There's so much, like Leeds fans must be tearing their hair out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we talked about like momentum into the playoffs, and we always talk about momentum and it's so important. But in the match, they had the momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won the first leg away, 1-0.
Kiko was dreadful in there. First 20 minutes, Bielsa must have been watching his keeper and sort of going, well, he would have whispered merde, and then the guy would have translated it as shit. This is shit.
I know, but that's the thing though. It's kind of, it wasn't as if Derby carved them open and then created. They got a fortuitous goal to get them back in the game just before half time.
Yeah, it was almost like
everything went wrong for Leeds.
It was like the Leeds defender tackled his own goalkeeper, wasn't it? And it was Jack Merritt's first touch to get that goal. And then Mason Mount's goal, though.
Oh.
What an incredible bit of technique when he was effectively falling over to still hit that with such skill. So, what a player.
Marriott's winner was a lovely little knock over the keeper.
Yeah.
Oh, but for Derby, though, absolutely glorious scenes. I mean, people had written them off. They just got into the playoffs in the last sort of few games, whatever it was. It's been them and Middlesbrough and Bristol City, if my memory is correct. And so they were hanging around sixth spot for a bit, Derby, and the playoffs much earlier in the season. But against Leeds, they were underdogs, and especially going behind and blah-de-blah-de-blah.
And all the sort of the narrative between them, I know we use that word a lot, but with all the spying thing. And
well, yeah, did you see... this did make me laugh. Who was it on Twitter? It was Mason Mount who just tweeted, "I spy with my little eye something beginning with W."
Yeah, a lot of them did.
Mount Tamari had a go as well. A lot of like the spying stuff and the goggles and stuff, I was taking it off. Like, and I hate Villa. I hate Villa with a passion. But
Why did you hate Villa?
Because they were rude about Newcastle a few seasons ago. And I had a difficult time in the home end. That's my fault.
Oh,
obviously.
Fair enough.
I think you need to forgive them.
Never. Never.
Yeah, well, Lampard said, you know, well, don't worry about that spy business. I haven't thought about it and whatnot. Mm. I mean, make what you will of that. But I'm enjoying Lampard as a coach, I have to say. He said, I know what it's like as a player, but the pressure is even more intense as a manager. And getting to Wembley the way we did, coming back that way, is right up there with anything I've achieved in football. He's loving it, isn't he? Obviously, it's going well.
Yeah.
But he's really enjoying himself. And the scene's a celebration. I mean, Lampard himself said, again, come on, we're not done. We've got work to do. But you can't begrudge a side like that, who've got some exciting young players and an exciting young manager and whatnot, and Frankie Lampard is a ram, Jim.
Yeah, it would seem that way, wouldn't it? I'm just enjoying it as well, just the sort of vitality that he seems to have brought to the club. And as you say, like putting that faith in young players. And obviously, you know, he's used his contacts well, and having Harry Wilson and Mason Mount has made a big difference. Mm. They look like they're both Premier League quality players. But you know, I love that you got Andy Keogh in there as well.
Yeah.
Just marauding around like a half human, half ram.
Yeah. Where was Ashley Cole? I didn't see him. He was jumping around.
There were some fantastic sort of line clearances and really brave defending, like Borgel and Malone. They were fantastic, just whacking balls out when they're coming at them. I really enjoyed the match.
Oh, it was a brilliant game. Two sendings off. I mean, that sending off though for Leeds, Berardi was it? Mm. That just, because Leeds then equalised. Mm. And you thought, oh, hang on, maybe. And then they get the sending off and the momentum just swings a little bit the other way. But it was a fantastic game for the neutral and for the Derby fans.
It kind of changed for Dwayne Octavius Holmes.
Yes.
Did he
have a knock?
Yeah, I think he came off because of that. And that changed the match completely in Derby's favour for me. So, yeah.
Bielsa said that there was 20 minutes that he couldn't find a solution to. And he said, my job is all about finding solutions in that mad way that he does. And he said he just, you know, he couldn't figure it out. And that was what cost them the game. And it's interesting that he was so introspective. There's a lot of people saying that he might leave now.
I know, that'd be a shame.
But he's made noises himself to say that it's not as cut and dried as that.
Right.
And that he's willing to sort of listen to what Leeds have to say. I'd like to see him stay there. Because I feel like they could get up automatically next year after this.
Well, of course they could.
They're clearly not far off.
Maybe just be a bit rubbish at the start of the season and then...
phone it in until November.
Just play the youth team.
Yeah, do the cane. Do a cane. Yeah. Take off August.
Well, they should... They will have to, obviously, now they're licking their wounds, but they could do worse than looking at Aston Villa, Pete's beloved Aston Villa, for inspiration, because Villa lost in the playoff final last year, of course.
Yes.
And may yet again, Jim. But they weren't really that close to automatic promotion. They had an amazing end to the season where they just kept winning and winning, and they powered into, what was it, fourth place or whatever they got, fifth place, something like that, in the end. And now they're favourites because they beat West Brom, who were always previously known as WBA, but we'll call them West Brom as is our want. But John Terry versus Frank Lampard in the final.
Yeah. It's an interesting pre-match bout, but I'm glad they've decided on it.
Well, it's been like a very ill-tempered playoff set of matches. There's been a lot of sending offs, a lot of sending offs, slide digs, and kicks. Yeah, massively. Oh, and
Chris
Brandt's
sending off really killed off West Brom's hopes of winning it in normal or extra.
God, that's a sickener for him, isn't it? He's been such a servant for that club.
I know.
Like they were really stretched. I mean, they had no strikers for the second leg, didn't they? I mean, Dwight Gill had been sent off in the first for a really stupid challenge.
Could they not call Rondon?
To be fair though, if the baggies stay in the championship, he is cheaper apparently. So.
Mike, is that you?
Every cloud.
See, you're getting on board with it.
I'm on board now.
You should be thanking Villa.
If anything, it should be a thank you, in the words of Rio Ferdinand. Mm. But Villa are going to be favourites. And do you know what? They practice penalties.
Yeah.
Mm. They practiced them.
Not a lottery.
Dean Smith said that they'd been preparing for penalties as soon as they qualified for the playoffs. And it showed, didn't it?
Yeah.
Mila Jednak coming on right at the end.
You just knew, didn't you?
I always think that it's a bit of a gamble, because how many times have we seen players who are subbed on to take a penalty and they miss? It happens quite a lot.
He's never missed a penalty or be a dear.
To be fair, old Yedders, you did think to yourself, he's going to stick that one away.
Yeah, and of course he did. He just looks so composed. Oh. It's almost like a statue. Like there's nothing behind those eyes other than focus on getting that
small beard
ball in.
Yeah. Straight from the kickoff of the opening whistle. You'd imagine he would have been there going, right, in about 125 minutes, I will be taking a penalty and I will be scoring.
Maybe they should experiment with that, have him take kickoffs as penalties and see if it still works.
Quite possibly. Jed Steer, though, hero in goal for Aston Villa. He was their third choice keeper at the start of the season.
Made up sounding Jed Steer.
Yeah. It does a little bit. Mm. It does a little bit.
That second goal in particular, second penalty save rather in particular, was really, really good.
Right in the corner.
Yeah, it was a brilliant penalty. Yeah. And when a goalkeeper saves one of those, you know, what else can you do?
Got to hold your hands up, Jim, haven't you?
Or put them to the sides to save it. Maybe.
Well, that's what he tried. That's like Jordan Henderson against Colombia. Great save from Ospina.
Didn't matter though, did it?
No.
Well, if you fancy Aston Villa to defeat Derby as a full-time result, it is 6-5 with bet365.com. £10 returns you £22, including Stag.
How about that then? How about that? Right, another Championship-related news. Neil Warnock has said he'll stay on as Cardiff City manager.
That is
good news. If he got them back into the Premier League the first time of asking, it would be his 9th promotion, which would be a record.
Mm.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
It would. He's talking as well about finding his successor, isn't he? Because the thing is, you want to think, well, if he got them back up, would he stay on another season? But I don't think he will.
Successor will have a British passport.
Mr. Pardew, welcome aboard.
I don't think Warnock would get on well with Pardew.
You not think?
No,
I think Pardew would suck up to Warnock a bit, because I think he'd respect him as an elder statesman of the game.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think Warnock's having any Pardew. Within the same realm, we've mentioned the Championship, we've mentioned Cardiff City. They're a Welsh club. Former Wales and Sunderland manager Chris Coleman has been sacked by Chinese club Hebei China Fortune.
Yes.
The reason why I mentioned
he was there.
Yeah, I didn't even know either. He was only there for about 4 months. The reason why I thought we've got to get this in somehow is the fans held a banner up reading, "Hello, Mr. Coleman, please go home, you're fired." Now, perhaps if Aston Villa...
Are they fan-owned? Hello. Is that how they communicate decisions?
Hello, Mr. Coleman.
Perhaps if Aston Villa said, "Hi, Newcastle United, you're going to go down, get lost." Maybe you'd have appreciated that a tiny bit
the
more.
The banners in St. James's Park will all be about discounts in Sports Direct. We've got some
lovely banners at Newcastle at the moment. Mm. The old Gallagher flags have managed to get a big old one that fills the whole of the Gallagher. It's amazing. The old Tifo.
But that's what I mean, though. Beautiful. It's not long before that becomes about discount socks.
Maybe you just get turned to discount socks. That's where it'll end up.
All right, then. Let's talk about the League Two playoffs. Mickey Mellon's Tranmere Rovers reached the final to play Newport County.
That was a tetchy game as well. Both legs. Forest Green in particular seemed very very angry.
They were a bit angry. But, I mean, it's funny with Tranmere.
Solar-powered rage.
Tranmere, I remember them in the second tier in the 90s and whatnot, but they've had a steady decline since then. They spent 3 seasons in the National League before promotion last season, so a win against Newport would achieve back-to-back promotions, which would be massive. Mike Dean knows this all too well. Was seen celebrating wildly in the Tranmere end on Monday. Like, so many people tweeted, going, look, and I'm like, does it surprise you? He was going to do this at some point.
Was he standing on the hot? Was he standing on the
chair?
That is very naughty. He's not respecting the rules, Mr. Dean. And you're meant to be a stickler for the rules.
I still like Dean. I'm a Dean apologist.
Yeah. He was, to be honest, he was very aggressively celebrating.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's no different from on the pitch, is it? I mean, he tempers it a little bit, but he's got that, you know, that famous clip of him like wafting away the bubbles at West Ham's ground, because, you know, he doesn't like all that. It's silly.
Yeah.
But he's got that lip curling snarl, and he had the same one. But, you know, it's nice to see that he supports Tranmere, isn't it? Because it would presumably stop people going, oh, he supports Man United or he supports whoever. But
Is it a smokescreen? Yeah, that's
it. Probably is that he supports anyone but your club, isn't it? It's probably your club's rivals that support.
I just looked at him and I was like, oh, Deedee, calm down. Like everyone else in the Tranmere end,
if anything,
hang on. Everyone else in the Tranmere end were kind of celebrating normally and cheering and clapping all the rest of it, and he's there like some leader of war, stood up there, and no troops are interested in what he's got to say. We're like, no, we're not going into war with you, matey.
Do you think he's maybe like the head of like a Tranmere firm
on his own?
Yeah. Sort of keep it quiet.
Do you reckon he's got James Norwood's ear? Who's obviously he's a 1-2 striker who's probably going to leave at the end of the season. He's out of contract. He's got a hell of a lot of goals for Tranmere. Will he stay if Mikey Dean stays?
He might make him. He might be like an ultra.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. He'll invade the training ground. I mean, it's guaranteed that Mike Dean will never referee a Tranmere match after this.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So, Marcus, I'm fascinated by the idea that you don't like this. Would you have preferred to see him just sat quietly
in the stands?
Is that not a waste of him?
No, because it's not one or the other, is it? I'm saying that. Obviously, he's pleased, but I think the initial celebration where all the fans were going quite wild had started to dampen down slightly. Because if you look at them, yes, they're cheering and celebrating and clapping and whatnot.
Yeah.
But Dean is like two levels above everybody else.
Yeah.
And that suggests to me he's trying to make it all about himself.
Well, exactly, though.
So rude.
It's great.
All right, okay. Would I rather it not have happened? No, of course I'd rather it happened, but I'm just saying, like, you know.
On brand, isn't it?
Well, very if you brand. Fancy Tranmere to beat Newport County in the final of the playoff, it's 29-20 with bet365.com. £10 returning, £24.50, including stakes.
Do you know Mike Dean has been a caddy at the Women's British Open before?
I've seen pictures. He just loves sport. He loves sport, he loves competition.
And rules.
And more importantly, he loves fairness.
Yeah. Do you think at any point he goes, do you know what, I'll probably take this shot? Which would be a disgrace, quite frankly. Let's have a best bet, Bet365, Pete.
Yes, best bet with Bet365. Obviously, last week's fell at the first hurdle, I believe, thanks to Aguero not playing by our rules. Hello to DN on the emails. Hi, Pete. All good. No, that's the wrong email. sorry. No faff, see below, best bet. Build a bet, £50, job done, £200 of the Queen's finest British pound coins to Prostate Cancer UK. It might not come in, but it's a better effort than Marcus Dennis Law to score first and Millwall to win 2-1 or whatever his FA Cup £1 bet was.
Dennis Law should
know never to bet on Millwall. Utter slugs, throw them in the salt pot.
Dennis Wise.
Yeah, he then follows up with 1,000 West Ham badge emojis. Don't play his game, Marcus. Don't get involved. This week's best bet with Bet365 from DN is an FA Cup final of Bet Builder. Over 3 goals in the match, both teams to score, Manchester City to win before the end of 90 minutes. It's 3-1, so £50 returning, £200 including stake. You have to be over the age of 18 to gamble. BeGambleAware.org for more information on responsible gambling. Good luck, DN.
Go on, DN. Right, it's now time for that moment of the week where we play Going for Goals.
It's time for Going for Goals. So, here's on, and the time is right. It's time for you, for you to play the game. As people are coming, everyone's trying to be the best that they can. To reach for the sky where the stakes are so high, we're all going for gold. Gold, Michael Hunter has come at us with a bit of a hipster choice for Going for Glold. Even Jim will struggle with this one, so we'll see how this one pans out. First clue, I was born on the 22nd of February, 1973. I am my country's all-time leading goal scorer with 26 goals. Not too bad, not too shoddy.
Stop Yari Littmanen.
Incorrect.
Nice one, though.
Thanks, man.
I'm the only player who ever scored a hat-trick for my respective country, which I did on 2 separate occasions. The first against Armenia in 97 and the second against the Faroe Islands in 2006. A flat-track bully.
So it's European, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe in a country that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. Stop. What's his first name?
Don't know his last name.
Goran Pandev.
Incorrect, but lovely.
Oh, he's still playing. He's not as old as that. although he does look it.
In my early career, I formed a port and strike partnership with my twin brother at Dynamo Tbilisi, our hometown club, where another of our brothers also played in midfield. We would continue that partnership for another four seasons when we both moved to Turkish side Trabzonspor in 1993.
Georgie Kinkladze.
Incorrect.
I've got nothing else other than that. Well, Tbilisi's Georgia.
Yeah. Mm.
Doesn't necessarily mean he is,
good one.
But it would...
The beardy one.
Yeah.
Mm. Stop. Is it a beard?
Big old beard. I subsequently had spells playing in the Netherlands, Scotland and Spain. Ooh. We're looking in Marcus's direction now. I am one of only two former Rangers players...
Yeah, he's played for Rangers.
...to score hat-tricks in three different countries, the other being Torre André Flo.
Oh, Gordon, I can't think of his name.
Oh, no.
Gordon Bennett.
Wow. Oh, Mr. Pinkton.
I got nothing.
Someone said you were dead. I played for Rangers between 2001 and 2005, where I scored 44 goals. In that time, no other player scored more goals for Rangers than I did.
Stop. Shot at Avaladze.
Marcus Spiller wins. We're going for goal.
Congratulations, Marcus.
Good, Marcus. I haven't got one in ages.
Is that a hat-trick?
Is that true? Is that a hat-trick?
I've not had one in
steady.
Ages.
Is that a hat-trick?
I got... Where did I get? Belletti the other week?
Right.
Yeah.
And then another one.
You're the... Is that a domestic treble from Marcus there?
They're all
clearly not, because he's lying.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Congratulations on Marcus. That was beardy as hell. And thank you very much to Michael Hunter for that. I was signed twice by Louis van Gaal during my career before being appointed as assistant at AZ Alkmaar after I retired.
Good one.
And I scored Dynamo Tbilisi's first Champions League goal since Georgia's independence in a 2-1 win against Linfield. Again, a flat track volley.
Yeah, I have already forgotten the man's name.
Jimmy. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble preview, sponsored by Bet365. Mm. Everybody, we're all off to not watch Portsmouth versus Sunderland tonight. Thank you very much, Petey.
It's all right. I'll see you later.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Play the music.
You want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
This was a Radio Stakhanov production.
Do you want a little quote to a little secret quote at the end of the show, a little Easter egg?
Go on. The hidden track.
Guess who said this? Dessert is a problem. There are activists for many things. If you are black, if you are gay, but nobody has ever defended me when they called me fat. Private life, I did have a vasectomy, but if my girlfriend wanted children, I have frozen enough seed to put on a football team.
I know this one. Luke Moore.
Oh, Rudy!
Shot or ever, let's say.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.